Lane Gardner is the president of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce. He joins us on the line today. Lane, thank you very much for joining us. Small Business Week is coming up mid-October. Please, just comment on the fact that Small Business Week is upon us.
You bet. Yeah, we're excited to be having Small Business Week again here the third week of October. Opportunity for us to recognize and celebrate the small businesses that make up our communities. So this year we're doing things a little bit differently. We are partnering with ATB and Community Futures, Northern Lake College, Northern Sunrise County, to name a few, and we're hosting with them the Power Up Business Conference. So this will be held on October the 19th from 8:30 to 4:30, and it will be hosted at the Chateau Nova. And we're looking forward to the lineup of speakers that they have there for business owners to attend and listen to.
Yeah, we got a lot of keynote speakers and a lot of a good lineup in the Power Up Conference that's happening on that day. Just comments, please, on the speakers that are coming.
You bet. So there's a few speakers there. Russ Stantu is our keynote speaker, and he's highly recognized for public speaking addresses, so we're looking forward to him. Jennifer Ireson is another highlight speaker that will be in attendance at the event. We have Lynn Florence from Northern Sunrise County, Derek Frederick from Cold Lake First Nations, and myself speaking on behalf of the Peace River Economic Development Committee. So certainly I'm not the highlight speaker, but Russ Stantu and Jennifer Ireson are the two that we are excited to have in attendance.
I did have a chance to catch up with Russ before, and he was in agreement with this. And I ask you, Lane, how key is it for small business to thrive, especially in small markets like the Peace Region?
Well, I think it's vital. I mean, small towns like Peace River were made up of small businesses, and certainly we have the big businesses and stuff like that, but the start comes from those small businesses. Think of any little community around in the Peace Country, and they came from those small businesses. So I think it's vital for us to recognize and celebrate them and recognize them during an event like this.
Particularly after the days of COVID, still into the days of online shopping and the economy the way it is right now?
Absolutely. I think we need to do everything we can to help these businesses get back on their feet and to succeed in this tough market. It's hard with, like you say, online shopping and all of those things. And so if we can do what we can as a chamber and the community to help them, I think it's key.
How key is it for entrepreneurship to possibly get going, like in a small market like the Peace Region?
Well, I think that without events like this, entrepreneurs may feel like there is no support. There's nothing there for them, and so they may be less likely to look at those entrepreneurship opportunities. So, again, I think it's key that the organizations came together to host a conference like this to provide speakers like the speakers that we have, Russ and Jennifer, so that they have, again, inspiration, ideas, networking opportunities. All of those things help those entrepreneurs to succeed.
Small Business Week is the third week of October. Lane, are you ready for it? Is everybody ready for it?
You bet, we're ready. October 19th, Chateau Nova. $75 gets you a ticket. The Chamber of Commerce is hosting a social afterwards in conjunction with Community Futures, again at the Chateau Nova. $25 for the networking social. You don't have to attend one or the other. You can attend either or if your schedule doesn't allow, but it should be a good day, a good event, and we're looking forward to lots of people being in attendance.
Lane Gardner is the president of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce. Lane, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.